Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. That is Travis Tritt's Classic. It is a great day to be alive because I get to talk with Tilford Crocious. How's that for a lead in?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that good? I got to give you some song. There we go.
Making me feel good already.
Well, how you doing, my friend? We're back at it again. You're amping up for another season of
In the Park
music making. You got music in the park tomorrow night at the band shelter.
That's correct.
Good to see you. I haven't seen you since like last fall.
Yeah, and I didn't know about all your surgery either, man.
Well, yeah, I'm still kind of hobbling around. But
you still can speak the language.
Well, and all those years of doing music, and it's like, Tilford, come on. And I said it. You've jumped off more stages and bars than I have. And you're still moving around just fine.
What is
the deal?
You're making me feel good. I recall one incident up at Old Broadway in Fargo. I was, as a matter of fact, they had it was on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a number of guys, Australian flyers, that had flown into Fargo Airport. And anyway, they were down having a few snorts.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman said, "Do you know Waltzing Matilda?" And I said, "Well, yeah."
I started
singing that, and they said, "We'll pay you so much money. Every time we raise our hand over by the bar, you play Waltzing Matilda. Stop whatever you're doing. You play Waltzing Matilda."
No kidding, and you did it.
I did it.
We'll do anything for the money.
I cleared that night about $500 from thanks to those guys.
For a play of Waltzing Matilda. Yeah. I am loving that.
And then I climbed on the stage at one time, and I happened to have a cowboy hat with a green feather on the top.
I remember that well. I remember that well.
Called up there, and of course the fan was going around. Well, the bartender down below said, "I think you better be kind of careful there. There's a fan above your head. You know, it whipped off the feather."
Oh man!
Thank God it didn't get the rest of it. But anyway, that was quite an experience.
See, you and I have both taken liberties in bars, and I always loved it when I jump on a bar, and the looks from the bartenders, because they didn't know whether to chew you out and tell you to get down, and 99.75% of them with me just said, "Let him do it." You know, was it the same for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You didn't say, he was just worried about me when the feather came off.
Right. So, people coming up to the park tomorrow, Tilly, what can they expect?
What can they expect? Well, I think they can probably expect what I usually do. I have
right.
general repertoire, but I've got some really great kids who are backing me up. Well, Ed Moore probably isn't a kid anymore, is he?
Well, to me, he is. I have to say that.
Well, he's one of my students, former students. So
right.
I guess he can call him a kid.
Well, you taught him well.
Well, thank you. I think he gave me some ideas, too.
Uh-huh.
He'd been on the road for a while. And
he's had some miles.
Oh, yeah. He's sure.
And stories like you and I both do.
Yes, he has a lot.
So is Mr. Gert with you tomorrow night?
Mr. Gregory Peck.
Yep.
He's been with me for years and years and years. I don't know. I bet it's 40 years old that we've been associated.
If he keeps practicing, someday he's going to find his way around a guitar.
I think he definitely will. It takes a few years to do that.
Yeah, he's like amazing and was like in first grade. I tell that story to a lot of people. He kind of knew everything.
Yeah, the kid was gifted.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Yeah, he's amazing. And he doesn't, he uses it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Right.
Just because you've got it, you know. But go on, do something with it. He plays for churches. He plays for whatever they want.
He plays
for bars and whatever and plays with me. And, you know, we go to nursing homes and he comes along. And the two of us kind of make up a duo and
right.
we sing and play. And it goes over pretty good.
So you and your energy, everybody always looks at Tilford Crocious. And where does this guy and how is this guy through the years, through the decades, manage to keep the energy level where it's at? Is it the music doing it to you?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think you nailed it right there. Music makes me feel good all over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy from the inside and out. And it makes a difference, too, as I age. I have little physical problems. And when I start thinking about it, I'm going to play it tonight or I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. Wow, you know, that's kind of all of a sudden brightened up.
Well, just makes the day better. Right. It just makes the day better.
It does. It does. Yeah.
And there is definitely something to that. I don't know.
I don't think they've come up with a solution for that, or I don't think they've defined it exactly what it is. But you've got it. I've got it. We both like doing it.
Well, there was a study out this morning. I was reading something. A bunch of scientists in Japan got together with this. Music that makes your toes tap is better for your brain.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but it has to be familiar music. It can't be new stuff. It's got to be the familiar stuff you start tapping your toes to.
Beautiful.
And I was thinking of you, because every show you put on, you got all the classics, and everybody gets going and starts tapping their toes. So, Tilford, you're good for the brain. I got to get a button that says that. Tilford's good for the brain.
You do. No, I like that.
It's
inspirational. And sometimes when you do something, you really feel good about it. Like, I kind of found the words for the national Ukraine hymn, or a national, I suppose, national song.
Their anthem.
Their anthem. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really the words are really kind of beautiful in English too. But again, you know, the Ukrainian version is okay if you know the language,
right?
Which I don't really know. So I was trying to I get the English language, and I did. I found the English language, but of course the melodic line doesn't quite fit the words.
Exactly, exactly. So the music won't quite sync up with the English version.
Well, I did.
So what prompted you to do that? What prompted you to find the Ukrainian anthem?
I have a lot of respect for them, and I really admire the gentleman who was president.
Right.
Zelensky?
Yeah.
He is amazing. I mean, the guy is talented. He's gifted. He's a singer.
Right.
He's an entertainer.
He's a comedian.
Yeah. And he's beautiful. He's the most wonderful kind of a guy you could have.
Right.
I just look up to him.
They're not going down without a fight, I'll tell you that. Everybody was worried, and it's like, no, I think they can handle themselves, and certainly proven that.
Yeah. And you know, the Cossack was the old, that's a part of their family, you might say, the Cossack people. They were real fighters, and go get them. And in the song, they refer to the Cossacks as being part of their, you know, past, and
sure,
they want to show it off a little bit. And so I have the greatest respect for these people. And I have the Tchaikovsky's home was in the Ukraine area, and I can't tell you which city it was in. It was bombed.
Mm.
And Tchaikovsky was, a great composer.
Oh, without a doubt.
As a matter of fact, he left Russia because of some of the things that were going on there in his early years, and moved to the United States.
Right.
And wrote a lot of his music here, and of course was extremely popular.
I wasn't aware of that, but he's got Ukrainian roots.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yep, he sure does. And it's sad. It's sad to see those things. And they have a couple art and the background buildings of years, you know, where they have many treasures that was all blown up.
Unbelievable. You know,
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It just hurts deep down inside. And the elderly as well as the young people have suffered.
It's Everybody painful to watch. Suffered. It really is. It is painful to watch. And you're wearing a Ukrainian tie a tie with the Ukrainian colors.
Supposedly, as I tried to get that across, I did a thing for the Sutton of Mai. I was playing a little and singing for the Norwegian. Javi elskadette lund and stori stig of frem.
I have no clue what you just said to me, but I hope it was nice.
It is. It's their national anthem. It's the first verse.
So how busy are you? Like, looking at the summer months coming up here, Nara, they keep you moving.
Yeah, I'm going a few. I'm thinking about doing a wedding dance or not. It's actually a 150-year wedding dance, and they want to have. I think they want to have an older person who was knows some of the music from their era, but that's a 4-hour gig. I'm up and down about that. You know, I want to do it. We did play for their wedding when they were younger, or at least I did.
Yeah,
and so they kind of thought it'd be fun to have the old guy back, you know, and sing for them. So I'm pleased about it. So we're in DL.
We're not old. We're seasoned.
Oh, I like that word.
Yeah, we're just seasoned.
You know, that's what Johnny Holmes said one time, too.
Exactly.
Seasoned. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I got it. Don't think of yourself as old, Bill. It's just seasoned.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks, John.
Yeah.
Bet he can still walk, too.
Yeah.
You know, without crutches.
Really? But he's got a few aches and pains, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is his daughter kind of handling the band?
She's sort of taken over the show, which was kind of by design, as he kind of wanted to step back from it a little bit. But, he's still out there going strong and still doing a lot of shows.
That's amazing.
So last time I checked in with him. So.
Yeah, I've always been a real... he's been a tribute to the musical world around here.
Right,
I always admired him, and he had kind of admired. He played at the college, and I remember our folk group sang before he performed, and he came up and said, "Hey, you got something sort of song, and I haven't heard any group like this before." He said,
"Right."
And I said, "Well, thank you." I said, "I believe that's a compliment."
Well, he's been a mentor to me and a good friend too, as have you. So yeah. I've been mentored by the best. Let me tell you. So tomorrow night, people are going to show up at the park. What time do you get going down there?
We're going to try 7:30. That's been our usual time.
Mm-hmm.
There was some talk about the fact they start a little earlier, but if the crowd shows up, we'll start a little earlier.
Of course they're going to show up. it's chilly.
That's been pretty good to me. I have no complaints.
Can you still balance a trombone on your head?
I'm capable. Yeah,
you're still capable. Unbelievable. See, the first time I saw you, it was that.
If you can't play it, wear it.
Right. That's true. That is true. I got to write that down. Tilford, listen, we're out of time, my friend, but I could talk to you just forever and ever. Good luck tomorrow night. You have a great show.
Thank you.
And stop back in throughout the summer and give us an update.
I'd love to do that. I enjoy your company.
Let us know what you're up to.
Yes. You always get a lot of things out of me that I didn't find.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's a good question. That's very good.
Someday, honestly, between now and by the time you wrap everything up at the end of the summer, we're going to do a whole hour. I'm going to give you the whole hour. We're gonna talk about just everything. What makes Tilford tick?
Oh, wow. I'd love to be a part of that.
That could be a record breaker,
sure. Okay.
Tilford, great to have you in here, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. It's
a pleasure.
929, you're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
20% of the general population have hearing loss and can't understand speech in noisy places. The Universal Blue and White Hearing